All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. All right, time check here, 9:07. I'm going to be done by 10:12. 10:12 tonight. Done by 10:12. I've seen some predictions already. You can go ahead and place your bets as you see fit. Let me switch over to the chat where I can see a lot better. Here we are. I'm switching over. Let me say hey to everybody. Joe Heathen starting off tonight at the bottom. Hark Marvey at the bottom. Swifty Shooter 96. Lizzie 859. Why not me? Mike Griffith. Lisa Kinzer 11960. Veronica 18201. Leon Fish Puppy. Jules 21 Hours. Regina Loves RJ. Anna Jones. Jeannie Malfeasy. Dana 59. Danal 59, Sheila K, Snodod, something like that, 311, Neon Widow, Scott Alot is on, Hanslick, Donovan is on, Why Not Me is on, Hassle Free TV is on, Patriot of the North is on, Buckeye Nut 1968, A. Wethy is on, Milwaukee Jeans is on at 1018, A. Wethy's got 1022, Waterline 46 is on, Richard Parry 49, sort of believing in me at 10:59, at 10:15. Naz is on. Judy Anita is on. Drumming for Jesus is on. Granite 2468 is on. Spoken 007 is on. Mara Z is on. Sergeant Nick is on. Pitrock 68. Big Scott 1 is on. Kep Guy 1. His is 10:2X. That's yeah. He's not making any commitments. U.S. Abbey Girl is on. Malamute Lover is on. C-Stuff is on. Richard Perry is on. Peg McGroin is on. McGroin Nation. I saw Pops McGroin earlier, too. McGroin Nation is present and accounted for tonight. Horror Hotel at 1018 is on. Scooter 887 is 1030 for me. Volvo 960, 1023. Wilbur's Butt. Wilbur's Butt is on. Buckeye Nut. I already got you. Let me see here. Anybody I missed? Man, there's a lot of people here at the bottom. All right, got you. All right, appreciate you guys. Drum for Jesus, 1101. It's not very Christ-like, Drum for Jesus. All right, 9:09. I only got a minute and 1 hour and 3 minutes to go. Here we go. Let's go right to Hurricane Helene, day 8. And just in case everybody's counting, you had to be in the storm or being paying attention to the storm, which most of us were, because the storm happened last Thursday. So it's Thursday, Friday. Let me do it here. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, day 8, Thursday, because it was hitting some of those storm ravaged areas on Thursday night or the wee hours of Friday morning, which we still would consider Thursday night, like at 1 o'clock in the morning or something like that. Hitting Georgia, still at a Category 1 storm and a major rainmaker, obviously, which we didn't feel the effects of here as much. We had the coastal surge problems, but we didn't have the rain flooding that they're having in the mountains where they really aren't built for. You know, Category 1 hurricanes hitting when you got a rainmaker for 8 hours sitting over the top of you. They just aren't built for that, and probably will never see it again. A lot of the towns that I used to look at to buy property in eastern Tennessee are gone for all intents and purposes. Little towns there are gone, like Bybee and places like that. They'll be back, but right now they're gone, and they need to be rebuilt. Obviously, federal government, day 8, has done nothing. I mean, we can just sum it up. Again, anybody at all, send me. I promise you. Maybe you're even a right winger who wants to defend the United States government. I can't imagine that. But if you are, send me a video of FEMA's efforts. I would love to see them. Show me the FEMA trucks. Show me the military. We had the military standing behind Governor Kemp today in a statement where he was pretty much berating the Biden administration's response to this hurricane. But again, just please, I would love to play them. Oh, you know, fair time. If it's truth, that's where we're going to go. We're not a sycophant for anything or anybody or any political movement. Obviously, right wing here, but we're not a sycophant for we're a sycophant for right wing, not right wing politicians or right wing pundits or people who say that they're right wing. We are an acolyte for the truth. So if there are any videos out there of a great FEMA response, and again, if there's anybody who can send me videos of positive responses to the governmental efforts in Appalachia, please send them to me. Any positive testimonials about the government efforts in Tennessee, in Georgia, in North Carolina, please send them to me. I would love to see them. But I have not found one yet, and I am on Twitter for hours and hours and hours every day, reading articles, pulling things up, not one positive testimonial has come out of the hurricane response as far as the government's efforts. Zero. So let's start off with Congressman Corey Mills, right out of the state of Florida. Charlie Kirk video. Rep. Corey Mills is in North Carolina trying to rescue Americans. He claims FEMA is largely missing in action because it has diverted its resources to immigration. Play for me, Will.
It got cut off a little bit at the top. Are you working with your private organization that you're part of? And what do you see in terms of federal help happening? Tell us the difference.
So that's really where the missing piece is the federal piece. And again, let's go ahead and point out the obvious, which is that FEMA had utilized a large majority of the personnel who should be here taking care of this to be replaced or repurposed, if you will, for immigration resettlement when we need to be focusing on Americans and what's going on, whether it be in Maui, Palestine, Ohio, Florida, North Carolina, or Tennessee. But I'm actually working with great organizations like Mercury One, charity for Glenn Beck, Universal Air, as well as for Sentinel Foundation and so many others. This is a group project where Americans are coming together to answer the call for Americans when the federal government fails to act.
And then they had to stop all flights over the rescue area because Joe Biden was flying in. So you weren't allowed to have drones flying over and you weren't allowed to have helicopters because they had to take everybody out of the sky because President Pudding Pop was going to be flying over. I mean, what good is that? What does that even do? Why don't you fly to a nearby area and get in your 50-vehicle motorcade and drive in so the rescue efforts don't have to stop? Because Joe Biden doesn't give a crap about anybody else and then claims that the only person that Donald Trump cares about is himself. Really? Donald Trump has been on the ground. Donald Trump brought a gas tanker. Donald Trump bought thousands upon hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of supplies, and not to mention the gas tank and the water and everything else he brought in. What has Joe Biden done? Flew over, and then because of that, because of the security reasons for President Pudding Pop, all the drones had to land, all the helicopters had to land. Donald Trump actually does something. Glenn Beck's on the ground, but not Joe Biden. Glenn Beck's there. Corey Mills is there actually doing something about it. And again, you know, it's like here we have $36 trillion in debt, a $7 trillion budget, $6.8 trillion budget. FEMA says they're out of money, but just spent this year $20 million on a welcome center for illegal migrants in San Diego, not to mention the billions and billions and billions that they've spent on illegal migrants. They're allegedly out of money. But not only does the government not do anything, they go and hinder the people who are doing things. Imagine that. It's a net negative. They not only don't do anything, it'll be better. You know what? Just stay the crap out. Get out of here, you worthless idiots. Get out of here, you scumbag communist morons. Just get out of here, FEMA. Just go away. You're like a little gnat. Give us all your money. We'll just give it to the churches. We'll give it to the Glenn Becks of the world. We'll give it to all of these retired SEALs that are there, this retired Marines that are there, retired military that are there that are doing all the rescues. We'll go ahead. They just got approval to fly drones. They weren't allowing any drones to fly for whatever reason. They didn't even have anything to do with Joe Biden. They weren't allowing drones to fly. Why? Why? Drones can actually be used to bring in insulin to people and bring in oxygen bottles to people. And the government shuts it down. The government that's not even there. Again, you know what? If it was something like this, if they showed me just a giant motorcade of bulldozers, because one of the things they need are road construction, I mean, heavy grade, road grader level road construction vehicles there to clear out the roads and make new roads and make new bridges. I'm talking about temp bridges. Because the roads are gone. They're not. It's not a matter of repairing roads. The roads are gone. So you're going to have to cut into the mountain and make a narrow road so rescue vehicles can get up them. If I saw like a giant motorcade of FEMA vehicles, miles and miles of road graders and front end loaders and bulldozers and dump trucks. The only people that have brought in dump trucks are private entities. No federal. If they did that and they were there and the military was there and you had Hueys flying all over the place rescuing people and they came in and said, you know what? We need everybody to get out of our way. I'd be like, fine, good. They've got it. There's hundreds of Hueys flying rescue missions. Thousands of people are missing. There's no Hueys in the air right now. For every one Huey military helicopter in the air, there's like 14, 15 civilian helicopters for every one military helicopter. And I haven't heard of the military helicopters actually conducting any rescue missions at all. Nobody has any video footage of that. None. And in today's age, everybody's got one of these. So everybody can be videoing. And there's not one positive testimonial of the government response in North Carolina, Tennessee. None. Zero. Not one. I mean, it's truly amazing. And again, if they were there, if they were actually there in Georgia, in Tennessee, in North Carolina, in mass, giant motorcade, hundreds and thousands or thousands of vehicles. And they said, you know, we are here. We've got it. Military secures off the area so there's no looters. And they start building roads and they're bringing in all the supplies via military helicopters. Great. The 82nd Airborne stationed 4 hours away, half an hour via helicopter. We're there rescuing everybody. And they said, get out of the way, all you civilian people. You're hindering our response, our rescue response. Fine. I'll be like, okay. They're not there at all. There's nobody there. There's little FEMA employee acolyte morons there in their sedans. They drive up in a sedan and say, you know what? We're taking over. Taking over what? And they are actually taken away. They're actually forcibly taking money from volunteer organizations and putting it into TEMA, which is Tennessee FEMA, or FEMA bank coffers to take and put them into FEMA accounts. They're actually confiscating money from charities and putting it into TEMA or FEMA accounts. And then forbidding rescue efforts. Mark Robinson tweet. This is what we all need to remember. We can put it up there. Mark Robinson tweet. This is what we all need to remember when we hold the reins of power. Because the people who purposely stopped rescue responses or hindered rescue response, I want to know why. Why would you go there and tell volunteers to stop flying helicopters, you're going to be arrested? Why would you do that? And that's what everybody's testifying to. Every single person there who's on the ground is saying, we're trying to do things and we're being hindered by the federal government who is here doing nothing. So again, and I don't mean to be overly redundant, but I want to make sure that the point is hammered home. Not only is the federal government not there, but the idiots that are there doing nothing. And when I say not there, they're not there. They're like, there are no rescue vehicles. There's no helicopters. There's no road graders. There's nothing. There's no food. There's no water. All of the helicopters are private. All the food comes from private. All the bulldozers are coming from private. All the dump trucks come from private. The gasoline truck comes from Trump. There's no federal response there. There's idiots there on the ground telling volunteers to stop working so the feds can respond. Respond with what? Respond with what? They have no assets on the ground. They have idiots on the ground with no assets. It reminds me of, you know, we're going to get everybody to switch over to electric vehicles. Okay, how are we going to charge them? There's no electric car charging stations, but everybody's going to switch over anyway. It's typical. They're going to make you do something that they don't have the resources to support. And here they're going to make everybody stop rescue efforts when they're not doing any rescue efforts themselves. Any government, Mark Robinson tweet, Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, and just know how the politics work with some of these states. Maybe it's all states with lieutenant governors. I'm not sure. But you can have a liberal moronic idiot is the governor, Cooper, of North Carolina. And then you've got a firebrand Republican who's the lieutenant governor. That's how it is. Mark Robinson. Any government agency that is stopping private pilots, charities, churches, or volunteers from assisting in rescue efforts is not just doing their job, quite the opposite. They are, in fact, a part of the problem. Government bureaucracy is almost always inefficient. In this case, could even be deadly. I'm going to switch. I want to read something that I saw in here if I can find it. This is good. Real Flash River put, I'm switching from independent party to become a radical Marxist communist Democrat to purchase stock in Piedmont Lithium because lithium is under the ground in all of these areas. Weird how the storm just hit that perfect area, right? And I don't know enough about weather manipulation yet. I know that they can make bad weather. I'm not sure about steering storms and all of that yet. I'll look into it as time goes by. But it's very strange that nobody's bothering to try to rescue these people except for civilians. The government standing there and going, you know what? And, you know, the government that's forcing everybody into electric vehicles. You already had Trump came out and said that he's going to denounce or take back Kamala Harris's 2035 initiative where everybody has to be driving electric vehicles, like in the idiot state of California. And Trump is going to, of course, get rid of that. You know, it's kind of funny that they want these initiatives for forcing everybody into electric vehicles, and we're sitting here with a storm that specifically destroyed an area with giant lithium reserves. Real Flash River, great post right there. Real great post. So it's just kind of strange. And then not only does the storm strangely hit that area, but then they hinder all rescue efforts in the area so that people, and there's also rumors starting now of people going in there and trying to mass buy property already. That's weird. I mean, that sounds familiar. That sounds just like Maui, doesn't it? Very odd, isn't it? Very odd how everybody's right there. And you had banks, which are all owned by BlackRock. You have banks in Maui that require people to pay a mortgage on a house that's burned to the ground, that no longer exists. Why would you pay a mortgage on a house that is gone? But there's, and then, so they aren't able to, so they're removed from their property, and lo and behold, who's ready to confiscate it? BlackRock, who owns the bank that's forcing people to pay mortgages on property that doesn't exist. So then they're removed from their property. And then BlackRock's right there to assume the property. All right, let's go to the next one, Will. The Blaze video. Here's the Tennessee pilot. Again, see if you notice a common thread on all of this. The Blaze video. Remember, the Blaze is on the ground. Glenn Beck is on the ground. Where's Joe Biden? He's flying over and requiring at that time no drones to be in the air or helicopters to be in the air because Joe Biden, our betters, are flying over us, hindering rescue efforts by hours, which could be life and death. Tennessee pilot and veteran who traveled to North Carolina. Play for me, Will.
All right, sir, can I have your name, please?
John H. Conner III.
And what are you doing here?
I'm a pilot for Aerolux Aviation out of Nashville, Tennessee, with a couple other guys. And we're here to help all the people that are stranded after the storm.
I can raise it up here, come on.
Just basically, we're in Nashville, Tennessee, saw the news of what was going on, and we decided, let's go help.
And what has been your experience? Because there's been a lot of outrage and a lot of questions about the federal government's response. With you being here on the ground and in the air.
Yes.
What has been your takeaway from how they've handled this disaster?
Well, there is a complete and utter lack of federal government response. We think whoever's in charge right now flew by yesterday through the TFR. I've seen nobody on the ground. Ivanka Trump came yesterday, talked to us. Elon Musk guy's been here talking to us. Glenn Beck is here now talking to us. Have seen no one from the federal government to help out at all. Nobody.
And what do you think about that?
To be honest, it just pisses me off. This is our country. We should be being taken care of priority one instead of all the other countries. It enrages everybody here. 90% of us, there's about 100 to 150 volunteers here at this site. 90% of us are retired military. And it just pisses us off because we sweat blood, sweat and tears for this country, and they don't get back whatsoever.
And so what are some of the successes that you guys have been doing and that you've seen through this volunteer operation?
Oh, yeah. So we have multiple entities. Some of the guys live here in this town. We came from Nashville, Tennessee. There's guys from Texas. Everybody comes here. We have consolidated here. Everybody is starting to work together really, really well. Hundreds of thousands of pounds of water, fuel, oxygen, medicine, insulin, all that stuff we have been taking to people's houses and delivering to them. So insane amount of help just from normal civilians.
And how are all those supplies being procured?
There's a lot of businesses are donating them. They come in 18-wheeler loads. I'm not sure who the businesses are. All I know is 18-wheelers full of water show up, food, grocery stores. I think Ingles around here, the grocery stores donate a lot of food. And we consolidate here. We have three aircraft that we brought with us, and we consolidate it into 400-pound packages per aircraft. And we get the locals call us with a grid or address where they need food and water or medicine. We fly it out there and land in their yard and drop it off.
Can you estimate how many deliveries you guys have made?
Oh, goodness grief. Last 2 days, rough estimate, probably 100,000 pounds of food, water, and mainly food and water, and then, of course, medicine. Today, I dropped off 14 bottles of oxygen at one place.
What does this area need the most that you're aware of?
Honestly, this area the most needs construction crews. We have plenty of water and food. I don't mean to say plenty of water and food like we don't need any more. We have a lot on hand that we can distribute. They need road clearance and people to rebuild the roads. A lot of the roads are completely destroyed. When I say completely destroyed, they are gone. There is not even 20 feet of road to drive over.
And what's the one thing that you want the rest of the country to know about what's happening here?
To be 100% honest, the rest of the country, I want them to know
normal, everyday Americans make the difference. Don't depend on the federal government. They're not here to help you.
Again, I challenge anybody out there, find me one positive video about the government response to Tennessee, to Georgia, to Virginia. There's many other states. I always just say the three, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia, but there's also Virginia, there's also Florida. But DeSantis already got Florida taken care of. Thank you. Don't need you, FEMA, you stupid idiots. What are you going to come here and do anyway? You should have seen it. I probably should have left it on the podcast or included it in the podcast because I never did send it in. And I'm trying to remember what state it was in. It's one of the three. It's Tennessee, Georgia, or North Carolina, where FEMA, It's Florida. It's Pinellas County, Florida, in reference to the storm. What's going on with FEMA in Pinellas County, Florida, is that they're telling, you have all these companies that will come. Everybody, a lot of people got flooded here. Absolute huge flooding here, like we've never seen before. I've never seen before, and I've lived here since 1980. In this area right here, hundreds of homes gone. They're done right here, right where I'm sitting. They're done, okay? So just flooding like we've never seen. And again, it wasn't a rainmaker here. We got plenty of rain, but it was the coastal surge that came in and destroyed lots of homes. Well, everybody has to bring out all their stuff. Either their home is gone or all of their furniture is gone, whatever the water got into, because this is nasty water, salt water, your stuff is destroyed. So people, you'll see it all around this area where I'm at right now. People have their stuff out in front of their house. I mean, everything they own is now in front of their house. Well, you have to like hire a company to come in and pick up all that stuff and take it to the dump, to the landfill. Pinellas County, FEMA's come in and forced the landfill to no longer take truckloads from private entities. So you have nowhere to bring your stuff. So these dumpster outfits, I'm trying to think of a better name for them than that, but these guys who own the dumpsters or own these collection trucks, and they collect everybody's stuff, bring it to the landfill. They pay a fee to go to the landfill. I don't know why landfills would ever close. And if FEMA wanted to take control of it, they could just take the fees or pay the fees at the landfill. But FEMA has, and law enforcement is there right now. Law enforcement, the governor hopefully has been notified over this. Law enforcement is there right now turning away these trucks full of everybody's flood debris. And they have to bring it back to their house and plop it on their yard. And this truck driver that I saw who he owns a company, a debris removal company, he's already seeing rat infiltration throughout neighborhoods. They're jumping rat piled one pile to the other. That's our federal government. But don't worry. FEMA said that over the next year, they'll get it all out of there. That's right here in Florida. That's in free Florida. Don't worry, DeSantis had that taken care of in a week or less. But I'm just saying, that's how ridiculously stupid the federal government is, which, again, just leads me to my usual montage or my usual gripe session of I just don't understand why any Christian would listen to these idiots who shut down a landfill and require trucks to go back and bring flood debris and dump it onto somebody's yard, causing mass rats and mold. Because the mold isn't just hazardous if it's in your home. It's hazardous if it's sitting in your front yard for 6 months. Stupid idiots. And then all the Christians and conservatives, 948 people that are watching, I don't know how many people are watching on CTN, Christian Television Network, we're the exception, except for maybe some that are watching on TV and maybe a few that are watching online. And all these Christians listen to these morons put a mask on and there's no chance of ever blocking a viral infection at all. Take 6 vaccinations, 10 now. Lock yourself in your home where you're most likely to catch the virus. Stay out of the sun, which will keep you from getting the virus. People are so stupid that they listen to the government that runs FEMA. Look at what FEMA has done. 8 days, 8 times 24. They've done nothing in Tennessee, nothing in Georgia, nothing in North Carolina, nothing in Virginia, nothing in Florida, nothing. And then people take their advice? Why would anybody ever take their advice? Does anybody else out there, you locate the village idiot in your community? Do you go up to them and say, hey, excuse me, I'd like your advice on mortgage payments? You go up to the village idiot and say that? Listen, our government is 10 piles of feces stupider than the village idiot. Go to the next one for me, New York Post tweet. I told you, send me one positive. Anybody, send me one. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp slams Biden administration for not doing enough on Hurricane Helene disaster declaration. On Hurricane Helene disaster declaration. The declaration was they way undershot the amount of counties that they were declaring as disaster areas. That supposedly now has been rectified. Who cares? You declared them as disaster areas, and Kemp has always been kind of a limp-wristed, weak-kneed, slimy Republican to begin with. But he did get on the Biden administration about not declaring enough counties inside of Georgia disaster areas. But who cares? You declared them that. They're still not on the ground. They're still nowhere near to being on the ground. Where are the FEMA trucks? Where are the FEMA tents? Oh, they're all down in the Darien Gap. Oh, they're in the $20 million Welcome Center in San Diego. They're all down in Eagle Pass, Texas for the illegal migrants. Billions upon billions. $20 billion agency, FEMA alone. No money. No money at all. Let's go to the next one. Jack Poso video breaking. My Patriot Supply is having issues with partners unable to get supplies to North Carolina. Play for me.
Well, you know, I mean, Joe, that's actually kind of ties up with something that I've been reporting earlier, that Pete Buttigieg through the FAA issued a NOTAMs saying that drones aren't even allowed to fly over these areas where you've got people, again, in isolated areas where they don't have access to communications. This is the hill country. They don't have access to roads in many of these cases. And so they're just trying to get information out, number one, that they're alive, and number two, that they need assistance. And they won't let civilian drones, civilian aircraft assist. They're talking about helicopters, some of the civilian pilots being threatened with arrest. And now just walk me through that again. I know we were talking about it during the break. You're saying that some of your partners, is this the actual trucks that they're saying the trucks need a special permission to be able to? We're not talking about blocked roads. The roads are open, but you're saying they're still not allowed to go even though it's just humanitarian assistance.
Yeah, that's some of the reports that I received through some of my contacts who are trying to provide assistance. You know, we're trying to get some long-term emergency water to the people in North Carolina, and they're being told that they need special requirements from FEMA in order to enter these certain areas. And so we're trying to find the workarounds for that. But those are some of the reports that I've been getting in, and we're trying to find different ways in which we can get this product to those who desperately need it. But yes, we are being blocked in some places that are just simply blocking us from providing that assistance.
Just remember, during COVID, there are certain jurisdictions that actually enforced COVID mitigations, forced masking, forced lockdowns. They actually enforced it with drones. But here, no drones allowed. And Aaron just brought this up. You know what? What do you need when you got a whole neighborhood burning? Well, not a whole neighborhood, an entire city burning to the ground. What do you need? Water in Maui, Lahaina? Oh, you know what? No water to you. We're going to shut the water down. Plenty of wind, plenty of fire. And by the way, there's water right there. You can pump it right from the ocean and put the fire out. No water to Maui. And then they block everybody from leaving. Are they not blocking people from leaving here? They are. You have to have special permission from FEMA to drive a truck in there. FEMA, who's not there. So the scattered little resources in these Poindexter morons that are there on the ground who drove in their little Ford Tempo sedans, probably electric vehicles that they drove in there that are now dead. Oh, you know, because they're supposed to build 500,000 charging stations with $8 billion and 7 have been built so far. And again, and everybody listens to these idiots. Everybody listens to these idiots. But you're driving, you want to drive a truck into Appalachia. You have to have special FEMA permission. And then when you finally get your truck in there, there is numerous reports of once the trucks are getting in there, all their tires are being slashed by illegal immigrants that happen to be perfectly positioned. They've got the globalist army already in place, maybe so they can harvest all this lithium so that everybody moves out, just like everybody has to move out of Maui. Weird, isn't it? It's just very strange how this all seems to always work for the globalist cabal idiots like Bill Gates, like the WEF, like the Obamas, like Oprah Winfrey, like London, like Beijing. Weird, isn't it? And you ever notice how Russia's always the big enemy, but Russia never gets any benefits from any of these things? And just one last thing, again, send me a positive video. I was just thinking about Corey Mills. Corey Mills, one of our congressmen from Southern Florida, not mine, but he had to do rescue flights in Afghanistan, too, because the federal government wouldn't do it. He and a bunch of retired military special forces guys commandeered and really were, you know, under this DOJ, were probably in danger of violating some conjured up law that doesn't exist to be prosecuted later for treason. They went and rescued Americans out of Afghanistan themselves because idiot Joe Biden and Kamala Harris wouldn't do it. Still Americans stranded over in Afghanistan right now. Nobody ever talks about it. They didn't get them all out, but it took Corey Mills and several other people to basically break administration, the Biden administration law, that's not official real law or federal statute. I'm just saying their own laws, of, you know, basically their own rules of engagement. And flew over there and got them themselves. And they're having to do the same thing here because the federal government is so inept that they can't perform the most basic of rescue operations. This is a pretty basic rescue operation. I'm not saying it doesn't take some logistical expertise and tactical expertise, but where are even the resources? Again, if there was a giant convoy of FEMA trucks, FEMA tents, FEMA tractors, FEMA front-end loaders, road graders, helicopters, whatever it may be, or just bringing the military in, I would back off. There's nothing there. They have people standing there telling trucks, you need special permission from me. Imagine some little fat lesbian chick on the side of the road stopping your truck and telling, hey, where's your special FEMA permission slip? And then you finally get through there, or you do the smart thing and just blow the idiot off, and you go there and you park your truck, get there the next day, and every one of those truck tires is like $2,000 each. And some illegal alien comes up and slashes all your tires. That's just, and again, I don't mean to be redundant, but I actually do. And then people listen to these people. I mean, why would you ever follow one of their idiot commands? We'd like you to stand 6 feet apart based on what? Scott Gottlieb, who's on the board of Pfizer, made it up. And he's going to personally profit from it. So do it. And all the pastors do it. Limp-wristed, skinny jeans wearing. These guys, their skinny jeans must be so tight that it cuts off circulation to their brain. And they follow these orders? Why would you ever follow these orders from these idiots? I understand obeying the law. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm not going to steal from anybody. I don't even litter. I never litter. I never throw 1 ounce of paper on the ground, ever. I mean, and numerous, of course, I don't murder, I don't hurt people, whatever it may be. But these are just arbitrary, absolutely ridiculous mandates and dictates that they put out. And all the Christians and conservatives follow them, with us being the exception. Us red pill people, us being the exception. This church that I'm sitting in right now, Foundation Church, never closed, never will. Period. We're never closing. I'm not closing. I don't care if they cause a rattlesnake hurricane. And it comes pouring down rattlesnakes. We got church on Sunday. See you on Sunday. We'll keep all the snakes out. Thank you. We'll keep them out. We've got lots of guns here. All right. Two more on Hurricane Helene. Sarah Rose video. Don't worry. This guy's in charge. Play for me, Will.
But folks, this entire project is going to cost billions of dollars. Not tens of thousands, not millions, not a billion, billions of dollars. Because it goes through so many states. You know, and Congress has an obligation to me, it seems to me, to ensure the states have the resources they need.
So he's saying Congress needs to allocate the money. Joe, the rebuilding of this, first of all, there are insurances and things like that, people's own money. I'm not saying the government needs to pay for everything every time. I am not in any way, shape, or form. I'm not a socialist. I'm not a communist. But he says this will require billions. FEMA's got a $20 billion budget that's gone already, and it's it is the end of the fiscal year, but why is it gone? What I want everybody to think here now, because the last major hurricane to make landfall in the United States of America, the three of us in this room lived through, and it was named Ian. And there was one last year, but it was not the level of Ian. But neither one of them were in this year's fiscal year, if I remember correctly. So maybe Adelia was to some extent. But regardless of that, they should have leftover money from the year before. But what did you spend all the money on? It's going to take billions. And so he's blaming Congress for not allocating the money that should already be in there. They already did. The idiots in Congress already did allocate the money. And by the way, I'm fine with funding FEMA if it was for what its name is, Emergency Management Agency, not facilitator of illegals across the border. Not facilitating 30,000 rapists and murderers across the border in 3 years, agency. I'm fine with. So here you have Joe Biden on the ground. That's our fearless leader. He's done absolutely nothing but land and cause everybody else not to be able to fly. And again, Booty Juice already had told drones you're not allowed to fly anymore. Tell me why. Tell me what would be the reason for that? Can tell me how? What would it be that maybe one of the drones gets caught in the helicopter blades of one of the private helicopters that are there? What would be the reason? Other than you purposely trying to kill people. Because Booty Juice loves to kill people. He loves to kill 2 million Americans per year in abortion mills. He loves to kill people. What's the point? All right, Nana Holt tweet, last one on Hurricane Helene. Here's what Donald Trump's done so far. Let's compare this to Kamala Harris, shall we? Kamala Harris, who was campaigning in San Francisco in the midst of the storm, and Joe Biden was sitting on a beach in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, during the storm and right after the storm. Since yesterday, look at the date. So since August 2nd, former President Trump has raised $4.7 million on GoFundMe for Hurricane Helene victims. The top donation, $500,000, appears to come from Steve Witkoff, who was golfing with Trump at the time of the second assassination attempt. That's what they've done. That's what our side has done. What have they done? What have they done? We've been told by Alejandro Mayorkas that he spent all the FEMA money facilitating rapists and murderers across the southern border. That's what they've done. But Donald Trump actually was on scene, brought hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gear, food, water, and gas. And what has the Biden administration done with a $7 trillion budget? Absolutely nothing. And by the way, that is not hyperbolic. They've done nothing. FEMA's brought not one asset to ground zero. None. That's where we're at. 8 days in. 8 days in. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And again, Will, Aaron, and I could get into one of our vehicles right now and be in that area in about 9 hours. Yep. And it's, they haven't been there in 8 days. 8 days, nothing. Absolutely nothing. All right, let's briefly get into Israel. Yashar Ali video. I want to show you this. So here was Vice President Kamala Harris. Of course, we've had the missile volleys going from Israel into Iran back into Israel, a massive missile attack into Israel, and then Israel taking out a major terrorist leader today. All of that, I haven't focused much on any of that because I've been too focused on Aline. You can do so much in a certain amount of time. But anyway, the reason why I'm showing you this is look at her once again. Here's her statement in support of Israel, which I'm fine with. I support Israel, certainly over Hamas, certainly over Iran. And again, sometimes it's a matter of choosing who's less evil. I'm not even saying that Israel's evil. I'm just saying, because the United States, how evil are we around the world? I'm not saying you and me. I'm saying as a country, how evil are we? That's what I'm saying as far as my perspective on Israel. Overall, I believe Israel is better than most countries, but still has lots of globalist problems and a lot of conspiracy going on, including what happened on 10/7. Believe me, I don't wholesale lock, stock, and barrel buy into that they were simply innocent victims on 10/7. Believe me, I don't. I believe Mossad was involved and the CIA was involved. And the CIA warned Mossad that the attack was coming and they did nothing. So something's going on there. So believe me, I don't turn a blind eye to it and just acolyte for Israel. I don't do that. But obviously, I choose Israel over Iran. But anyway, and over Hamas and over Hezbollah. But anyway, Yashar Ali video. Here's Kamala Harris. Notice what she's doing again. She's just reading from a script. Never seen this before in my life. Play it for me, Will.
I'm clear-eyed. Iran is a destabilizing, dangerous force in the Middle East, and today's attack on Israel only further demonstrates that fact. Earlier today, I was in the Situation Room with President Biden and our national security team as we monitored the attack in real time and ensured that the protection of U.S. personnel in the region is paramount. I fully support President Biden's order for the U.S. military to shoot down Iranian missiles targeting Israel, just as we did in April. We are still assessing the impact, but initial indications are that Israel, with our assistance, was able to defeat this attack. Our joint defenses have been effective, and this operation and successful cooperation saved many innocent lives. As I have said, I will always ensure Israel has the ability to defend itself against Iran and Iran-backed terrorist militias. My commitment to the security of Israel is unwavering.
Okay, I can't bear any more of it. I mean, again, You can't come out and just off the cuff talk to the media? I mean, how embarrassing is it? I mean, if you came out, I only can use me as an example because I'm in my own head. If you come out right now and you want to interview me about anything that I'm a part of, everything that I'm saying right now is off the top of my head. Only thing that I read from is what I'm introducing to you on slides. Everything else off the top of my head. I'm just saying, why this is the alleged, I'm not going to even say it because I was going to say what many people think is the future president of the United States. I can't say that without vomiting in my mouth and then it kind of scorches my throat, so I'm not going to do that. But anyway, so this person who wants to be president of the United States can't come out and carry on a conversation about United States policy in the Middle East for 2 minutes? I mean, how embarrassing. I would be embarrassed. It's amazing. I guess these people, since they have no soul, they have no integrity, they have no human dignity, it doesn't bother them at all to sit there and just constantly do this and just read off of a script. I am clear-eyed. We are in favor of Israel. We denounce the attacks on Israel from Iran. You know, it's funny, too. They're denouncing all these attacks that they funded. The people who funded those missiles being fired into Israel is the Biden administration, is Kamala Harris. $60 billion given to them. Here, remember this staunch, this SS staunch stance by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Remember Trump war room video. What's your message to Iran? Play for me, Will.
What's the message to Iran?
Don't.
As President Biden said, just don't.
Exactly. One word.
You know, the reason why she only has a one word answer is because they couldn't give her a card to read off of. No, I mean, I don't have a card. I don't have a teleprompter. Oh, what am I going to do? Just use the word don't, Kamala. You stupid idiot. Just use the word don't, okay? It's probably what all the staffers around, all these Berkeley graduated staffers around there, Ivy League graduates, are sitting there going, these are the stupidest people I've ever met. What am I going to say when I'm asked this question? I'm going to have to give a two-paragraph response. All right, numbnuts, just say don't, okay? Just say, what does that even mean? Don't? And by the way, they did. Right in your face, they did. Remember this. For Mays Moore, checking in on Biden administration's claim that they would be tracking and in control of the billions of dollars they released to Iran. Remember? They released $60 billion to Iran that they said that, don't worry, we're in control of. Well, here's John Kirby. Were they really in control of it? Play for me, Will.
The U.S. will have visibility. We'll be able to engage in oversight about where the money was going and for what purpose. If Iran tries to divert the funds, we'll take action and we'll lock them up again. And there will be sufficient oversight to make sure that the request is valid and that it's going through vendors who we and the Qataris can trust will actually contract for the goods, the medical equipment, the food, whatever it is. The regime doesn't get to touch the money, Peter. Doesn't go to them. They don't get to decide ultimate destination, and they have no direct access to it.
John, Iran made two transactions withdrawing from the previously frozen funds in Oman. What were those transactions for?
I don't have the details on that, Jackie. You're gonna have to let me get back to you on that.
Okay. Hey, Aaron, see if you can get that. See that picture right there. See if you can side by side that. There, that's his response. These are the people that are in charge that everybody put masks on for. That people, these people tell you that CO2 is a problem, can't define when it becomes a problem, but say that it's a problem. Say that, and they say that AR-15s are a problem or assault weapons are a problem, but can't define what an AR-15 is. Right? These are the people that tell you that wearing a mask that has never stopped a respiratory virus in the history of the world is going to stop this one. Guys like this. Admiral John Kirby. He's an expert at what? At being an idiot? And so he tells you, you know, we're going to be tracking all these funds. Just leave this up for me, guys. They said they're going to be tracking. It was a really good point that Will brought up here while we were watching this. They tell you that we're going to be tracking all these funds, right? Well, the military, so far, has lost trillions of dollars. And they did an audit of the military. They can't find trillions. But Johnny here, you're like, Tom, show some respect. These are our leaders. No, I refuse. They are not my leaders. I'm not showing respect for a clown. This guy is a stupid. I don't care. Listen, I appreciate his military service, but he was probably an idiot in the military too. There's plenty of idiots that were cops. That means there's plenty of idiots that were in the military too. Doesn't exempt you from being an idiot just because you served in the military or that you were a cop or that you're a pastor. There's plenty of idiots to go around, and he's one of them. Look at him. So, you know, John, it was, you know, he said that us and the Qataris are going to be tracking all this money. And that Iran, you know, because of the $60 billion that we're giving them, but don't worry, we're only giving it in these Qatari accounts. And us and the Qataris do it. The Qatar, but who cares? Qatar? The country that has no military, has no ability to defend themselves, are suddenly going to be controlling the mullahs in Iran? And what's so funny about this is it's only going to be for humanitarian purposes. And I apologize to those of you that watch this podcast all the time that have heard this 50 times. But again, he says it's only going to be for humanitarian efforts. Okay, so here's the thing. If you have a $50 billion budget and $25 billion of it goes to terrorism and $25 billion of it goes to humanitarian efforts in Iran. Let's say their $50 billion budget. So you give them $25 billion for humanitarian efforts. Now they're going to spend $50 billion on terrorism and send missiles into Iran. Does that make sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
There you go. That's called fungibility. It's fungible. Funds are fungible, you stupid idiot. Just because they pull it out for humanitarian efforts that you confirmed, that doesn't mean they've now reallocated what they were going to be using for humanitarian efforts to military efforts, you stupid idiot. But they know all of that. Kirby served as a public affairs officer. What a shock.
Yeah.
In other words, ask warriors like Will. What good is a public affairs officer? What that person is a professional ankle grabber. Professional. They grab their ankles. They scoot them up. They scoot them up their legs and eventually grab both of their butt cheeks for maximum spreadage. You can't stand idiots like this. Idiots. No courage. No conviction. Just an idiot that will say anything to get his multi-$100,000 a year pay and pension. Can't stand him. You're like, Tom, you're all fired up. I know, I can't stand it. All right, go to the next one for me. Dr. Eli David tweeted, let's just show you this. You know, again, do I choose sides? Yes, I choose sides with Israel. I'm not saying they're perfect. I'm not saying they're flawless. I'm not even saying that they're always moral, because they aren't. But they're certainly better than these people who kill people like Will. Will's friends died because of people like these improvised explosive devices funded by these idiots over in Iraq and Afghanistan, funded by the largest state sponsor of terror on the planet, that's Iran. Israel kills these people who kill Americans. I like Israel better. There you go. When does Iran kill people that kill Americans? Can anybody name them? Send it to me. When does Iran or any Middle Eastern country kill people that kill Americans? At least Israel kills people that kill Americans. The enemy of my enemy is my
friend.
There you go. Nine terrorists, Dr. Eli David. Nine terrorists on U.S. most wanted list with millions of dollars reward on each. They had the blood of hundreds of Americans on their hands. Israel eliminated all of them. Good. There you go. That's why I choose Israel. And I don't even like Netanyahu. I'm just telling you, because he's a globalist. He wants biometric IDs. I'm not a fan. Do I think that Israel is used by the World Economic Forum? Absolutely. I'm not saying they're flawless, even if it's 51-49, which I believe is far, far better than that. Who's ever slightly more moral is who I'm going to have to go for. It's what we do in elections, isn't it? For all intents and purposes. Unless you have stellar candidates like Trump, like DeSantis, you need to go with lesser two evils most of the time. All right, let's do some Kamala Harris stuff. I've only got, what did I say, Aaron? 10, 12.
Yeah.
So I got 16 minutes to go. 16 minutes to go and we're done. 1,024 people watching and we're 2 minutes left on CTN. So I don't have to do the countdown, Aaron. I'll do it right now. For those of you on CTN, listen, we're going to be off in 2 minutes. It is not CTN cutting me off. CTN's been getting emails and letters from people accusing them of cutting me off, okay, because I'm saying things they don't like. They're not. Okay, Paul Lodato is a great patriot, runs CTN locally here. Awesome man of God. He's not cutting me off, 100% in support of this podcast, 100%. So he's the one that's put me on right now. We're from Fort Myers all the way up to Sarasota. So that's where we are locally. And then Friday night, we're on nationally, but we're only on each time for 56 minutes, and then we're cut off. All right, it's not them cutting me off. when they cut me off, go simply go on to Rumble and watch the rest of the show. The rest of the show is only going to be after we get cut off 12 more minutes. 12 more minutes. But you can switch over to Rumble and watch. All right, let's do some Kamala Harris stuff. Insurrection Barbie video. I don't know what is more disgusting. I love this. It's a little long video here. I don't like to show videos that are more than 3 minutes long, but this one's a 5 minute Candace Owens obliteration of Kamala Harris and her blackness. You're like, Tom, how dare you say that? You're not allowed. I'll say anything I want. You're disqualified, Tom, from talking about women because you're not a woman. I don't care. I'm talking about women. I'll talk about black people. I'll talk about white people. I'll talk about Hispanic people. I'll talk about anything I want. I don't care. I'm not going to deny what my eyes see. Kamala Harris used to be a Indian politician. Indian as an India politician. That's what she used to be. Remember that? But something has changed. So Insurrection Barbie, a video, but it's Candace Owens speaking. I don't know what is more disgusting than pretending to be black to get votes in a presidential election, but that is exactly what Kamala Harris is doing. Candace Owens, play for me, Will.
Now, there's even more proof, of course, that at the very least, the bare minimum, Kamala Harris is not black. It isn't just Janet Jackson. Funny who the media picks on and who the media stays away from, because Judge Joe Brown has the credentials. This is a person that they know is intelligent, has had a talk show on TV, a judge show on TV for a very long time. And many of you guys were emailing me clips of him on the show discussing the fact that he knew Kamala's father and that he just simply knows that the family is not black. Take a listen to this first clip before we jump into the second one.
She was everybody's favorite Hindu Indian prosecutor and attorney general and senator, and now she becomes black. But, you know, I met her daddy, fine gentleman, Professor Harris. And the problem with her being black is Professor Harris says he's Caucasian, mixed Irish and Hindu. He doesn't have any black ancestors, but his Irish ancestors owned a lot of slaves in Jamaica and had them to work on plantation. So if mama is on the birth certificate listed as a Caucasian, daddy says he's a Caucasian Hindu and has no black ancestors, how did she get to be black?
I mean, the math is not mathing. How did she become black? It doesn't make sense. Okay? It only makes sense if you stole the identity of the help, which is so sick, so twisted, so diabolical, so offensive that we demand a response to this. Like I said, if a single black person is okay with this and votes for her because the media simply decided to make her black, to essentially wave a little Harry Potter wand and go, oh, okay, we just need you to be black because we need those black votes.
Think, never think.
Ridiculous!
Right? And you're okay with that? You should really re-examine your life. You should deeply, spiritually search within yourself to determine what is wrong with you, that you would allow this sleight of hand to allow to compel you to vote for this woman, despite her horrific record, by the way, of locking up black men. Who is this woman? Two parents that were committed communists. Who is this woman? And that's not all Judge Joe Brown had to say in the matter of Kamala Harris. Take a listen.
And the birth certificate that she has is interesting because the confusion comes from a mistake. On the birth certificate, it lists the mother's race as Caucasian, national origin India, and religion Hindu. For the father, it does not list national origin. It does not list religion. It does not list anything about that, but where it says race, they put national origin in Jamaica by mistake. Now, if you've ever been to Jamaica and you go over to St. Elizabeth Parish, you see all the high, bright, and white that live in Jamaica. So I've got a good friend retired from law enforcement. He has a white wife, blonde haired, blue eyes, but she was born in Jamaica. Her parents were born in Jamaica. One's blonde and blue eyed. The other one's red haired and gray eyed. And they happen to be related to the King of England because they are aristocrats in England, but they were born in Jamaica. it's not unusual. You're not black just because you are from Jamaica, and they have a whole lot of white people that never left, and their ancestors owned a lot of slaves. The Maroons went up into the hill country and got themselves free back in the 1840s, but, you know, other than that, it is what it is in Jamaica. So just because you are from that country does not mean you are of the black race. So the problem is why don't you go get your daddy to give you an affidavit that you have a black ancestor? And since the only possible claim you have is through your great-grandmother, who he says was a Hindu house servant, that just happens to be swarthy, where did you get your blackness from? See, you're faking it again.
Hindu house servant is what they're alleging that Iris was. And I am telling you, the fact that I just picked up on that in a vibe in a picture, do not tell me women do not have good gut instincts. I was just like, there's just something about the photo. It just wasn't loving. It felt very much like the help who got close with the kids but didn't want to be too close to the kids because, you know, you never know when the mom's going to get upset because you're too close to the kids, kind of a kid situation. You know what I mean?
And of course, the picture that she's talking about is the picture that Kamala Harris put in her book, saying that this is a picture of me and my grandmother. Kamala Harris in that picture is about 25 years of age. Her grandmother died 4 years before she was born. And she puts that in her book. Like, nobody's going to discover that. So the picture that she put in the book was a Hindu house servant. And that's what Candace Owens is saying, is that I could kind of tell in the picture that they weren't really related because the love wasn't there. I mean, imagine putting a picture of yourself in a book, say, with your arm around somebody, claiming that it's your grandmother when you're 25 and your grandmother died when you were minus four. Your grandmother died. Her grandmother died in 1960. She was born in 1964. And in the picture, she's 25 years of age. So this picture was taken 29 years after her grandmother was dead. And she's claiming the woman in the picture is her grandmother. There it is right here. That woman's not her grandmother. In the book, she claims that's her grandmother. And by the way, they don't look anything alike. You can put me next to my grandfather. I look like both of my grandfathers. Both of them. Especially my grandfather, Arthur Lipley, on my dad's side. I look just like him. And she doesn't look anything like this woman. She claimed that woman was her grandmother. Her grandmother died 4 years before she was born. Kamala's at least 20 in that picture. And the estimates that I saw, it was 29 to 30 years after the death of her grandmother this picture was taken. And she claims that's her grandmother. Imagine if we actually had a media right now, her candidacy would be destroyed. But onto her own lineage, which she claims to be black. Her dad was white, Irish, and Hindu. And you're like, well, on the birth certificate, it says he's Jamaican. Listen, Elon Musk, on his birth certificate, says that he was born in Africa. He's an African-American. So what, he says you're from Jamaica? Who cares? They actually put Jamaica in the wrong spot. They put his origin instead of his race. They put as his race, Jamaican. Well, Elon Musk's race is South African. Rodney Howard Brown, my pastor, he's an African-American. He's born in Africa. He's white. It's because you're from Africa. It doesn't make you black. It doesn't make you black because you're from Jamaica. Even though they put Jamaican as his race, who cares? If we're going to put origin instead of race, then you can put down Elon Musk as African then. Does that make him black? But by the way, Judge Joe there, he talked to Kamala's dad. He knew Kamala's dad, and he claimed to be Caucasian. And he was. Her mom claimed to be white on the birth certificate, white, Hindu, Indian. And she's a black American. Well, how's she black? Where? From where? How's she black? And now she runs as a black. And how insulting. I can't imagine one black person not being insulted whenever she allows herself to list into her black accent. You better be glad. You know, I mean, oh my gosh. What, I mean, you better thank a union voter. You better thank a union member. Remember that? You better thank a union member. Oh, suddenly your ERs become A's. When you're white Canadian, for all intents and purposes, you were raised in an upper middle class home in Berkeley before you moved to Canada to another upper middle class or rich area. You better thank a union member. How can you be a black person to vote for that? Absolute disgrace. All right, the older millennial video. So she's a bold-faced liar. Remember the other night, we were all kind of shocked. And I think we all discussed it when we were watching it. Where Tim Walz said that his son witnessed a school shooting. And I'm like, well, that's news to me. Because Tim Walz has claimed to be a command sergeant major. I think it's that's what it's called. I can't remember. Something along those lines.
Yep.
And he's not. Never was. Claimed to have carried weapons of war in warfare. That never happened. Claimed to be part of Desert Shield. That wasn't the case. He spent the entire time in Italy. Claimed to be in Bagram Air Force Base watching American bodies being loaded up on flights. That never happened because he was never in Afghanistan ever in his life. Claimed to be in China during the Tiananmen Square massacre. Turned out he wasn't. He didn't leave for China until about 4 months after it happened. And I'm just wondering how, and again, you can go into Joe Biden's litany of lies. That I guess, and Kamala Harris saying that she worked for McDonald's, not realizing, I guess, that McDonald's keeps records of all its employees. Joe Biden claiming that he was appointed to the Naval Academy, and he never was. And Kamala Harris never worked at McDonald's. There's no record of either one at either institution. Naval Academy, not at Annapolis, Maryland, nothing. Nothing for McDonald's headquarters, nothing. So now let's check into, great job by older millennial here. I play a lot of his videos. They are awesome. Follow him on Twitter. He is really good. Really good researcher. So he did a deep dive into whether or not Tim Walz was telling the truth about his son witnessing. Remember now, my son witnessed a school shooting. Here's the older millennial. Play it for me, Will.
So we now know that Governor Tim Walz lied at the debate about his son witnessing a shooting.
I said, what?
Yeah, I know. I was totally surprised as well. So Tim Walz threw that little nugget when he was discussing school shootings with J.D. Vance, where he broke the news for the first time that his son Gus had actually witnessed a school shooting. And then we discovered it wasn't in a school. And now we just discovered that his son didn't witness it. His son heard it. So we have gone from my son witnessed a school shooting to my son heard a gunshot. That is a huge difference. Now we know that his son didn't witness the shooting because the director of the rec center where the shooting occurred outside of publicly talked about how him and Gus were inside the rec center when the shooting happened. I mean, and not to mention the shooting was literally two dudes having an argument. One guy shot the other one. It wasn't like a mass shooting. But yeah, Tim Walz is completely full of shit. I mean, I don't know why I'm telling you guys that because that's not new. Like, he lied about his military service. He lied about his rank. He lied about being in a war zone. He lied about receiving an award from a chamber of commerce. He lied about being head football coach. And he lied to the cops and tried to claim he was deaf when he got caught for a DUI. So it's not like lying is anything new for Tim.
I mean, imagine if we actually had a press. Why can't they? I mean, suddenly when they make these bold announcements like Kamala Harris claiming that she's a gun owner. She's been in politics for over three decades. If you count being under Willie Brown's desk, she's been in politics for three decades or more. And she's never claimed to have owned a gun, never has claimed to own a gun anytime until suddenly when she's running for president. She is a proud gun owner who would shoot anybody coming to her house. But prior to that, has never claimed to have owned a gun ever in her life, right? So that comes out. Nobody does any research because you could very easily find out if she owns a gun. Very easily. There's a record of purchase. There are receipts. Depending on where she bought it, she would have had to have a three-day wait. That can all be, anybody can discover that. As a matter of fact, I'm shocked nobody has yet. So she's a bold-faced liar. All of Biden's lies, all of Clinton's lies, all the leftists do is lie. So here you have Tim Walz says, my son witnessed a shooting at a school. It reminds me of Joe Biden claiming that his uncle was shot down over Papua New Guinea. Remember that? Where it turns out his uncle, remember he said his uncle who was a pilot in World War II was shot down over Papua New Guinea and eaten by cannibals. Remember that? Well, it turned out his uncle wasn't a pilot. The plane disappeared and wasn't shot down and nobody was eaten by cannibals. Other than that, he got 100% right. And here, let's break down Tim Walz. Said that my son witnessed a school shooting. First of all, it wasn't at a school. It was at a rec center. And he didn't witness it. It was two guys arguing outside. All he heard, he didn't witness the guys arguing. He didn't witness the shooting. All he heard was a pop when he had two people unrelated to the rec center arguing with one another and somebody shot the other person. Not a school shooting at all. Didn't witness it, heard it. And it wasn't at a school. That's how these people are. And again, I say this one last time. People follow their commands and their dictates. Hey, Will, this is a tough one. I need you to find me the Ron DeSantis tweet. It's a long way from where we are right now, but I want to close with it. The Ron DeSantis tweet. There you go. Awesome. I haven't talked much about this, but I want to finish with this. We have the longshoremen strike going on right now that allegedly is going to impede 40% of products coming into the United States of America, or maybe it's on the eastern coast of the United States of America, but it's 40% one way or the other. I want to show you true leadership right here, right now. This is what you do. Let's ask ourselves, Aaron, Will, you guys feel free to answer over the microphone. What has the Biden administration done to help with this strike?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing. Oh, it's the same thing they've done in Appalachia. Yeah. Absolutely nothing. So you have one massive tragic event, and then you have an economic tragic event. And of course, their response is exactly the same. Hey, you know what? Let's do nothing, right? Well, here's what a leader does. With 16 deepwater ports, Florida is a hub for worldwide trade and an essential link in our nation's supply chain. Four of these ports, Port Everglades, Port Miami, Port Tampa Bay, and Jacksonville Port, are impacted by the International Longshoremen's Association strike and the inaction of the Biden-Harris administration. Notice how the Biden administration, again, it's not that they just do nothing. They got that down pat. They're experts at doing nothing. But not only do they do nothing, they impede the people who are actually doing something. Disrupting the distribution of food, equipment, and supplies as the Southeast United States recovers from Hurricane Helene is unacceptable. Floridians need a reliable, steady supply of resources and building materials to keep their families fed and rebuild their homes and business. Therefore, at my direction, the Florida National Guard and Florida State Guard will be deployed to ports affected by the strike to maintain order and, where possible, resume operations at ports where otherwise shut down. Take that. Take it. And by the way, I am medium pro-union. I don't like how they force people into unions. I don't believe in any of that stuff. I don't believe in extorting people into unions, basically bribing people into unions or any of those things. But I did not like the longshoremen's union leader talking like a little Napoleon on his throne. That I'm going to do this, and I'm going to shut down America, and I'm going to do that. And what the longshoremen's beef is they don't want automation. Because if you get automation, then they all lose their jobs. And one of the things that they do, they want to be making $69 an hour. They want this to be bumped up to a median of $69 an hour. So that's the minimum wage for a longshoreman, $69 an hour, $70 an hour for ease of conversation. But what they often do is they get their $70 an hour, and then over the weekend, what they do is that $70 an hour worker doesn't work himself. They hire day laborers to do his job at $15 an hour. So he pays them $15 an hour while he gets the $55 extra an hour. Does that make sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
That's what they do. Then they're striking because they don't want to lose the ability to do that. And they're striking because they don't want anybody to automate the ports. And some of these companies that run these ports have violated their contract with the longshoremen and automated anyway. Because listen, and by the way, I'm somewhat in support of unions, but, and again, not the extortion that unions do, not forcing people into unions, not leveraging people into unions. I don't believe in any of that. You want to have a union, you want to have a union so that you have leverage, fine. I get it. Because corporations, obviously, as we've learned over the last 4.5 years, the 15 days to flatten the curve, are not to be trusted either, obviously. And many of you learned that long before that. But they, you know, this strike, you can decide whether or not you want it. You believe that it's warranted or not. That's up to you to decide. You can look at all the facts. I've looked at the facts. I don't believe that it's warranted at all. But what has the Biden administration done when you have 40% of all imports being impeded by this strike? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Our Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo, her response was, I haven't really thought about it much. I haven't focused my attention on it. That was her response. Ron DeSantis has. Number two, the Florida Department of Transportation will waive the collection of all tolls and fees as well as size and weight restrictions for commercial vehicles, which will help expedite the transportation of goods from our ports while offsetting operational costs. This is leadership. This is leadership. That's why he's the best governor in the United States of America. The Florida Highway Patrol will manage the flow of traffic from all Florida seaports as needed to further expedite the flow of goods held up by the strike. FHP will provide law enforcement escorts for commercial vehicles upon request. That's leadership. And by the way, Ron DeSantis himself from the state of Florida has done more for Tennessee, Georgia, and North Carolina than the Biden administration. Than the entire Biden administration. Florida governor alone, using Florida resources, has done more for those three states than the entire Biden administration response. That's leadership. All right, love you guys. 10:17, 5 minutes over my estimate. Shocked that I went over. Man, lots of rumble rants tonight. So much that Aaron couldn't even put his title over it. Usually he goes title, you know, his rumble rants at the top.
That's true.
Real Flash River. Lots of money tonight. Thank you guys. $50. Texas Billy, $50. Lita Bonita, I hope I got that right, $50. Nude Monk, the one and only Nude Monk, $20. Johanna Jones, $10. Goozy, $600, $10. Nitzow, $99, $10. Swifty Shooter, $96, $10. And the one and only Every Nighter, Tammy L. Margritter, $10. Thank you guys so much. Love you. Really appreciate you all in the chat. Thank you to McGroy Nation for always being there. Thank you for everybody in the chat. Love you guys. Really appreciate you. Stick around for the post game. It's brief. It's quick. Be over in just a couple minutes. I'm done screaming at you. Till tomorrow. Till tomorrow. We're back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Don't miss it. I'll see you then. God bless you.
Those Christians, though, don't pass the test. And instead, they become controlled opposition for the devil. They just change their theology. They didn't pass the test, but you know what? God's just all about being in the midst of our struggles. That's not a Bible verse. It's not a Bible verse. God wants you to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, not ever struggle. If you do these things, you will never struggle. Those things are really the four essentials: prayer, Bible study, worship, fellowship. Well, I tried that. Yeah, you tried it for a day, you tried it for a week, tried it for a month, maybe even tried it for a year. But you gave the devil 50 years and you gave God 50 minutes. I'm telling you right now, if you prayed and studied the word every day, you would never, ever struggle in your walk with God.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.